The Warriors make the second half count in Sacramento on Sunday night, outscoring the Kings by 17 in the third quarter. On the way to victory, Stephen Curry had 30 points with 5 3-pointers on the evening. Kevin Durant had 28 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists, and 4 blocked shots as Klay Thompson added 18 points. And Draymond Green dished out 10 assists for his 12th game with double-digit assists this season as the Warriors take it 117-106 the final. Here's Coach Kerr and KD.
We didn't defend in the first half. Kind of started to like the last 5 minutes of the second quarter, but we knew we had to make them feel us defensively. And the third quarter started, and we did a much better job of just getting into them, making them uncomfortable, and forcing some misses, and that allowed us to get out and run. And I think we scored like 39 in the third, so that was a key stretch.
What didn't you like in the Kings' first offensive possession for the game?
We gave up a backdoor layup on a play that we had just talked about, and there was a scheme that we blew, so we just had to talk about it.
Was that a pop move? Or
nobody can make a move like Pop. I'm a very cheap version of him, if at all. So it's just one of those things. If you're gonna play a certain way, everybody's got to be able to trust each other on a coverage, and you just, it's no big deal. I didn't yell and scream at him or anything. It was just, hey, let's get this straight.
What has Zaza's contribution meant the last 4 games in particular? And he's doing a lot more in a neat overhead back, no look pass tonight.
Yeah, he's playing great. He was excellent defensively out there tonight. He gets us extra possessions, fighting for long rebounds, and he scores inside. He's not going to be on any highlight reels, despite the fact that he's leading the All-Star voting. But he's just a smart player. He's in the right place, and he's got good hands, and he's a really good complementary player for the group that we have, and gives us the toughness and the defense that we need down there.
What's your assessment of the interior defender's job on Cousins tonight?
I thought we did a good job on Cousins. I think he had 9 free throws, but for the most part, we didn't bail him out. I thought we did a good job not reaching, keeping our hands high, keeping between him and the basket, and forcing some tough shots. And I was very happy with our defense on him.
Did you figure some of those threes would start going down eventually?
Yeah. I mean, we had some open looks that didn't go, but that's going to happen. And I always feel like when you play better defense, for whatever reason, the shots are more likely to go in. And I think that started to happen in the second half.
Steve, how did Ron handle that early going there when the defense was giving up 60% shooting?
Yeah, I was worried about him there for a second. I think Ron's going to live a long time, but I think he's going to die on the sidelines. I think that's where it's all going to end for him, but not for a while. Not for a while, but it's just, that's going to be it. Somebody's going to give up a layup, and he's going to be on his way to heaven. So, is that morbid?
Yeah.
Okay.
A little bit.
He's
going to live a long time. It's not going to happen for a while. And Leah, if you're watching, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
He ate a lot of pregame cookies.
Yeah, that's right.
Steve, I don't know if you've already been asked about this, but the early timeout, why did you take that?
I was asked about it. It was just a blown coverage, so just wanted to straighten that out.
What did Draymond say to you for you to keep him in with 5 fouls?
He said, you better keep me in. He just said, leave me in. No, it wasn't, not with 5. I think it was the first half when he picked up his third. He wanted to stay in. And I actually like to keep people in the game through foul trouble. I think sometimes if you just take a guy out immediately when there's a little foul trouble, you can take him out of rhythm. So we usually let a guy play for a couple minutes and then get him out, and that's what we did. And he wanted to do it, so I told him I trusted him, and it was a good move because he played a great 3-minute stretch. We made a nice push, and then we got him out after that.
You've been a couple times now because of foul trouble with Draymond that you've kind of had him and Durant switch rotations. So like Durant played the end of the third, and then Draymond played the beginning of the fourth. Have you liked what you've seen from that kind of a switch?
It was good tonight. I mean, we were forced to do it because of the foul trouble, so it's not our normal rotation. But we're lucky. We've got a lot of good players, and we can mix and match, and they're all versatile. And they can all kind of play different positions, and so we were able to do fine with that.
What did you guys do to slow down Rudy Gay a little bit? He came out of the gates pretty strong.
Yeah, I thought Andre was awesome tonight. And I know he was on him, sporadically, but Andre's defense, Sean's defense, in the second half, we were so much better just switching and communicating and keeping Rudy from really getting rolling like he was in the first half.
The body language was okay for you today?
Yeah, body language was good. It usually is. Last game it wasn't. That's a rarity for us. So usually our guys are out there having fun, and I thought that was the case tonight.
We weren't discouraged coming in or when they started making shots, because they were making a lot of tough ones, and we knew they couldn't sustain that throughout the game. And you've seen the third quarter, legs got a little tired, we were more physical, and we got out and ran. So that's a formula for us. Oh, I just think he's playing more. He's always been good at finishing and catching and finishing. And he's getting more comfortable as well. So, he played great tonight.
What do you think of what he did defensively on Cousins tonight?
It's great. Just frustrating him with, using his hands, getting his hands on the basketball, and he generated a lot of points with his, with his steals and getting out and running. So, just being physical with him, and we also were there to try to help him out. So, played great tonight, man. We're gonna need that going forward.
I think you had four or five blocks tonight again. Can you feel the deflation from the other team when you do that? That's something you can say.
Not really. I mean, Tiz gonna keep coming to the rim on us, and I just try to be there. And a couple blocks led to some easy baskets, so that was good for us. But I really can't tell. I'm just out there just trying to play hard. No, but that was a great timeout. We said we were going to double from the baseline on Cousins, and we didn't do it. And, it was unacceptable to Steve. So, great timeout, got us going. It was pretty good. He's a good passer. We'll watch the film and see how good it was, but it looks solid when in real time.
Can you comment on DeMarcus Cousins as a player?
He's really good. It caused a big matchup problem. Playing a lot on the perimeter. He has the ball in his hands all game, so they trust him to make plays, and he's doing it. So he's having a great year.
The Warriors now return home for a game Tuesday night at Oracle Arena against the Miami Heat to start a four-game homestand that will also feature games against the Pistons, Cavaliers, and Thunder.